This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N, date of birth February 2nd, 1944. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Rohn with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was October 17th of 2022. Her weight is up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, but she has been eating well and feels well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She did have increased weight gain, though, and some shortness of breath. So currently she's taking 40 milligram of Lasix for 1 week, and then she'll go back to 20 milligram daily, which is her routine dose. And she believes she's feeling less short of breath currently. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no current dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to also highlight Losartan, 25 milligram once a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 158 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 110 over 60, pulse 74, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 12th of 2023. Her creatinine is 1.13, which is stable. Estimated GFR, 49. Sodium, 143. Potassium, 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 28. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 9.3. Phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin is slightly low at 11.5. Normal white count, normal platelets, and mean cell hemoglobin concentration is slightly low at 31.9. Automated lymphocytes, low at 16.7. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And 5, anemia, possibly iron deficiency type. The patient has used oral iron in the past and has tolerated it. We would recommend that she try 1 iron daily, possibly titrating up to 2 daily, watching for constipation or other GI distress. She could also take a B-complex vitamin 2, although the size of the cells are normal, not enlarged. So probably the iron supplementation would work better. This is most likely not related to chronic kidney disease, though, as her levels are too high for that to occur. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.